Richland Area Farmers Market will be opening up on Wednesday, May 13th. Ricky Grunenberg is the market manager. Ricky, are you excited about the opening?
Yes, I can't believe it's finally here, so we're very excited about it.
I know you have the winter market. I know you're involved with that, but some people do get involved with that over the winter, but I think there's nothing like the outdoor event, is there?
Yeah, we're really two separate events. The winter market is more of a whole different group of people who do that. Yeah, some of our vendors are there, but the summer market is a whole different entity, and it just so happens that the winter market goes right up to the summer market, and then we take over kind of and do the whole season and during the summer.
From what you know, how has the spring been for getting some of those early things in?
Well, you know, it's been pretty good this year. There are some vendors who have wonderful greenhouses and others who make things indoors. So this particular first market is unique because we'll have rhubarb and radishes, microgreens, mushrooms, as well as our regular things, which are all season, which is things like cheese and eggs, maple syrup and honey. But we'll have spring onions already. Bedding plants, we always have the first few markets. And then baked goods, of course, all kinds of baked goods. And jams and jellies. I mean, the difference is that we have some more vegetables than usual right away.
What are your hours going to be this year, Ricky?
Well, good that you asked, because they're brand new. This year, we will be open 12 to 4 every Wednesday, which is the same hours as the winter market has been. We did have some people confused last year who came to us thinking, oh, it's the same market, which, again, it isn't. But people don't realize that they're not two, you know, they're two separate entities. So anyway, now we have 12 to 4.
Well, that'll work out well. People can go over their lunch hour and get there right away then, can't they?
Exactly.
And then no early arrivals, though, right?
No early sales. That's correct. We even if people arrive early, we still don't sell. All the vendors don't sell until it'll be 12 o'clock this season.
Is the location going to be the same as last year?
Location's the same on Orange and, is it Court Street, I think, opposite the Quick Trip on one end and opposite, I think it's a pharmacy.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a large green space opposite Quick Trip and off of Orange. But it's the same as last year, yes.
I know you have some EBT specials. Can you talk about those?
Yes, well, EBT we always have, but... last year, we had an EBT special every week where people would get bonus bucks up to $10 matching what they were asking for in benefits. This year, we're going to go up to $20 each week. So if someone wants $20 or more dollars in EBT, they will also get $20 in fruits and vegetables vouchers. So every week, they'll have that option. If they spend $5, they'll get $5 extra in fruits and vegetables with vouchers.
Mm-hmm. That would not include baked goods then?
No, the bonus bucks do not include baked goods. The EBT includes pretty much everything except flowers and things that are not food. In other words, you can get herbs, but you can't just buy a plant. But the bonus bucks only are for fruits and vegetables, and that's a national program.
I know that you like to get young people involved. Are you going to do anything for the youth this year?
Yes, we are. We continue our food token program for youth ages 4 to 17. So every time a young person comes to the market, they'll come up to the information table, which is where I am, and that's also where EBT and vouchers and everything happen. But there they'll get their... two tokens it's been for each child who comes up, and they get two tokens to spend again on fruits and vegetables.
Do you have a shopping bag for us this year as well?
Yes, we do. We have the boomerang bags, which has been very successful. And so if you have a bag that you have previously purchased at the market, bring it with you, and you will get a coupon this year for spending, and that coupon is good for any product at the market. It's usually for about $1 or so.
You have some vendors that have been with you a long time, don't you?
Oh, yes. We've had vendors who have been with us for over 20, 30 years. It's incredible.
Yeah, it really is. And I'm guessing you'll have some new ones this year too, won't you?
Yes, we do. We have already about 12, 13, 14 people signed up. Pretty much vendors who've been there last year, but we also have some new vendors in the works. So, yes, we'll have new vendors and previous vendors that people will definitely remember, recognize.
We encourage people to shop, but if somebody's thinking about being a vendor, what do they do, Ricky?
Well, the first thing would be to contact me, and that would be through the website is one way, which the address for that is richlandareafarmersmarket.org, and then otherwise they can contact me through phone number 608-213-3374, and many people email me. Once again, that's truthsprings@fastmail.fm. But there's always a way to get in touch with me. And contact me first is so I could see what you're selling. We do have some guidelines for vendors. I will tell you the immediate ones is that we are a food and flower only market. So that's what we sell. And the food that you do sell as a vendor needs to be harvested, produced by you. So it's all local food from the surrounding area.
It's certainly a big event. A lot of people look forward to it and kind of do their grocery shopping there. It's a great opportunity there for families to feed their families pretty economically, isn't it?
Oh, so much. It's amazing how economic it is. And I don't know if people realize that because some people come and they say how expensive everything is. But in comparison for what you're getting with homemade and homegrown and fresh tasting food, it's, I think, a pretty remarkable value.
What is your favorite? Is it asparagus or what is it from the early going?
Well, me personally?
Yes.
I am all for asparagus coming. I love to get asparagus. And then corn is pretty exciting when it starts to come. Those are some of my favorites to get. And this year also, I mean, there'll be a lot of different mushrooms that come, which is always interesting to see just because we have all different kinds.
And I'm guessing lots of flowers, too, hanging.
Oh, my gosh, yes. Yeah. Lots of flowers, fresh cut flowers. Some people sell them by the bouquet. Sometimes you just can get one flower. You know, it's all different, but we have several people selling flowers. We have one vendor who sells only flowers. So that's pretty cool.
Wonderful. Anything else you want to add about this year's market, Ricky?
Well, let me see. We've really covered everything I wanted to say, tell you the truth. I will say, too, though, that some people, you know, if the hours don't suit you, let's say you are working 12 to 4 and you can't come, you can always kind of ask me to get you something. And I'd be glad to pick up something for you. And frankly, I'd be glad to deliver it to you if you're in the local Richland Center area. Because we've done that a couple of times for people. And I know people prefer to go to a market and look around themselves. But if you really want the market food, you can't get there. That is an option.
Wonderful. I know you had some musical entertainment last year. Is there a plan to do some of that again this year?
Oh, you're right. Yeah, I hope so. You know, it's not number one on our list, but it's always pleasant. Really enjoy the music when we have it. So, yes, the plan is to have some more this year. Definitely.
All right, so it's coming up on May 13th. Ricky Grunenberg is our guest, the market manager for Richland Area Farmers Market. Thanks for the good news about the official arrival of spring when that farmers market opens, Ricky.
Oh, definitely. I look forward to it.